This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Alejandro Enrique Ramirez Omana has an unfortunate claim on history. He's the first member of the MS-13 gang to be sentenced to the federal death penalty. MS-13 is one of the most dangerous gangs in the country. Umana's case took investigators from Central America deep into the American heartland, and NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the case represents a new approach to investigating violent gangs.
Alejandro Enrique Ramirez Umana is only 25 years old, but over the course of his relatively short life, he allegedly killed five people in his role as a traveling evangelist for MS-13, the Mara Salvatrucha gang. For the last few months, Umana has been living on federal death row in Indiana. Federal prosecutor Jill Rose helped put him there.
He murdered two men in a very busy restaurant in Greensboro, North Carolina, on a Saturday night. It was a few weeks before Christmas. He and some other gang members were having dinner in this restaurant.
Two brothers who didn't belong to a gang were eating nearby. They exchanged words with Umana. Then, Rose says, things went south.
Mr. Umana stood up, pulled a Ruger 45 semi-automatic pistol out of his waist and blasted away there in the middle of this busy restaurant. He killed our two victims, continued to shoot as he backed out of the restaurant.
Police captured Umana a few days later and arrested him on state charges in North Carolina. His lawyers say there was even a deal on the table. Plead guilty to the state charges and serve life in prison. John Bryson defended Umana.
You know, here's a guy who probably, if the normal state prosecution had proceeded, he probably would have been locked up for a significant period of time, if not the rest of his life.
But then the federal authorities entered the picture, taking over the state case and finding three other murders Umana allegedly committed. And they've turned it into a model for their strategy, to build bigger national prosecutions of gangs, to work with investigators across the U.S. and Central America, and sometimes ask a jury to vote for capital punishment. Aaron Escorza leads the FBI's National Task Force against the Mara Salvatrucha gang. He says it's one of the most violent in the U.S., with 10,000 members in more than 40 states.
That was probably one of the most significant MS-13 cases on the books for the FBI. More than anything, we really use that investigation as the model for the way these transnational gang cases should be worked.
The FBI says international street gangs like MS-13 are moving into heartland cities that may not have much experience prosecuting them. That makes federal help in investigating all the more important. Jim Trusty leads the Justice Department's gang unit.
As you get across the country and realize that places like Charlotte and Nashville and Greenbelt, Maryland have the same budding gang problems that larger cities have had, you realize there's a need to team up and to share the experience that we're gathering here in Washington with folks that might benefit from it on the road.
Trusty and his team are going on the road and working with counterparts in Central America. The Justice Department recently merged two separate teams to devote more resources to the surge in gang activity. Lanny Brewer, who leads the DOJ Criminal Division, says an expert in capital punishment is on that team, too.
There will be cases with respect to gangs at times where we will seek that ultimate punishment where the facts of the crime are so egregious and deserving it.
Martin Sabelli is a lawyer in California with a lot of experience defending MS-13 cases. He says taking gang cases like Umana's federal and asking for the death penalty sound like a stretch.
In this case, you've got a kid who he's essentially convicted for what could have been really characterized as a street crime not associated with MS. The only theory tying it to the gang is that the fact of committing a murder is allegedly something that gains the defendant some sort of prestige or some sort of rank in the organization.
Prestige matters to Umana. Like a lot of MS-13 members, he's covered with tattoos. And as the trial went along this year, prosecutor Jill Rose says he flashed gang signs to intimidate witnesses and tried to smuggle a sharp piece of metal into the courtroom.
He was defiant from the beginning to the end. His final words to the judge when the death penalty was being imposed were he thumped his fist over his heart and said, "And as for the rest, Mara Salvatrucha."
Umania, a citizen of El Salvador, is beginning to work on his death penalty appeal and waiting to get new lawyers to help with a process that could take years to resolve. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.